So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
No worrying, Mom!
You're gonna be at La Marina all summer. So you're gonna hear this remix all summer. Nigga, fuck your Women Crush Wednesdays. I just fucked your Women Crush Wednesday. Wasn't even Wednesday. Nigga, it was Ben's day. He like, why you ride with him? She like, we just friends. Babe.
So listen, check this out. This is a new episode of New Rory Maul. I am Maul.
I don't know, man. I might be a munch.
Yeah, whoever you are, you're still on a sound journey. It's all good. Yeah. So this episode, since we're on the road, we're on a road right now. We're doing our live shows. We're fresh back from Chicago, Chi-Town.
Yes.
And we decided to take the day off because we're fucking tired. So deal with it.
Well, it's not a day. We're flying currently right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
when you're listening to this, we are in the air.
All right,
that's
the
not how they...
That's us in the air.
I've never been on a plane in air.
No, if you hear that, that means the plane's going down. You
for
don't
sure.
want to hear it. So yeah, this episode, Rory, we decided to do an evergreen episode. We want to talk about quote unquote cuffing season. I didn't know that that was still a major thing in our lives, but apparently it is. So we're going into cuffing season. I had no idea that drafting had started.
We're also old. We're 1st. Also old as fuck.
Yeah,
because I feel like the cuffing season term, from what I remember, started on Twitter.
It's totally different now.
In like 2009. 2010,
mm-hmm.
when I think I was of the age to do the silly cuffing season games and schedules.
Right.
I don't know what that looks like at 32
it's
years
totally
old.
It's totally different now. It's a whole different world we live in. It's a whole different game.
If I told a grown woman, an adult woman,
I'm scouting
right now.
She's calling the cops. She's calling the police. You're going to jail.
Do you have a 401k and do you want children soon? Stop with your
How's
fucking, your drafting.
Is the womb good? How's the womb? Got to start asking the ladies the tough questions in their cover season. Is the womb good? We need to know these things. So going to, is the
do
womb
not
good?
Not ever ask a woman if her womb is good.
Why?
It's probably offensive.
That's extreme.
I don't know. I'm just assuming it's probably offensive.
Asking a woman if she has a good womb?
First of all, going from your 20s asking a woman if the pussy is good to going into your 30s asking is the womb good?
Yeah, like is she ready to have children?
You fertile?
Can she have children? Like, is she fertile? That's not a valid question.
It's a valid question, but asking is
well,
the
some
womb
women
good?
Can't have kids, so I think they may deem it offensive to ask that. Though, but then again, I find it offensive when you ask me if I have a fucking job.
I find it offensive.
That's none of your business, ma'am.
I find it offensive when women assume that every guy's a trick, but we can't talk about that. So I'm asking, is the womb good? You need to know. Like, if you can't have kids, I should know that, right?
Let's change our verbiage and our tone.
Thank you.
Are you planning? Would you like to have children anytime soon? What that womb do?
I didn't say what that womb do. I said, is your womb good? It's a difference.
Do you have twins in your family?
So that's a great question.
Two for one.
You need to know. So
two for one.
This episode,
I can get one. You can get one. Don't even need to be together.
This episode, we're going to talk
on holidays.
About cuffing season, and how it has changed. And, you know, where we stand and what side of the fence during the cuff that are mm-hmm. we on right now. So, Damaris put up a lovely intro points to hit. So, I just want to read this for y'all because I thought this was fucking hilarious.
I told them it did not have to be verbatim.
No. This is I love it. Damaris, look, I don't want you to feel like I'm attacking you. I love it. So, Damaris says, quote, if you're expecting a newsy episode, this ain't it, my niggas. We're on tour right now, so expect more evergreen episodes. Damaris doing a great job.
Yeah. It's like the McDonald's ad.
And listen to how she thinks of us, Rory. The two most single men in the world with the shittiest relationship history.
That's Jesus Christ.
I don't have a shitty relationship history, but okay. Shittiest relationship history are here to give you relationship advice going into this upcoming cuffing season.
Take notes. Wait.
Thank you.
We're telling the listeners to take notes because we're about to give a good dissertation about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll give you a minute to get a
pen. We're
going to
break
pad.
It down. We're going to get into cuffing season. The weather's changing a little bit. The nights are getting a little colder. The air's getting a little crisp at night. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to kind of, you know, keep company in the bed, cuddle a little bit. So
she really made an official document here. Official definition. Popularized when the rapper Fabulous in 2013 coined the phrase cuffing season from Soul Tape 3.
Julian did that.
Julian did that?
Julian was responsible for that. I did that.
And don't do that. Fab definitely didn't.
So it became a thing in 2011.
Fab took it from Twitter. Like, it takes everything.
Yeah, no, it started before the song, but Fab
definitely polarizes everything.
Fab is the Facebook of rap. Like, you know how Facebook gets everything way later, but it gets popularized because Facebook
rap,
is bigger?
Facebook of rap.
Facebook of rap.
Okay, got you.
Yeah. He gets the memes late and then makes some songs we like.
Yeah, he does a great job.
He does an amazing job.
He's made a career of it, but actually.
And then he got cuffed and we never got a soul tape again.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, actually, if we don't get a soul tape this fucking Thanksgiving,
we're not.
Cuffing season is fucking over with. We're not doing.
He switched it from soul tape. He switched them to, what did he call the new ones?
Summertime shootouts.
He switched it from soul
during
tape.
During the holidays? Come on, Fab.
I want some soul.
Give us a fucking soul.
No more shootouts.
You know what's crazy is I recently revisited the soul tapes, and they're actually really, really good. And also, he was dissing his...
They're all three of them are fucking incredible.
No, when I say that, no.
Phenomenal pieces of work.
Let me clarify that. I have always loved the soul tapes. They aged well.
They aged very well.
Mm-hmm. A lot of mixtapes
don't age well.
Mm.
Love that tape.
So we're here to break it down. So Rory, I got to ask you first. As a 31-year-old man. 32, excuse me.
My industry age is 31.
Yeah, I got to give you your one. As a 32-year-old man. And as a 40-year-old man, soon to be 41, there has to be a vast difference in our cuffing season schedule of opponents.
Yes.
Travel, away games versus home games.
I feel like at this point, I'm just the vet that's like just creeping around the league just to get as much money as I can before I retire. And they don't bring me in to really play. It's just to help the rookies.
Yeah. It's kind of like you're the player coach now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Player coach.
Like, let me get at least $2 million so my kids can go to private school. But I'm really here to help out the point guards.
I am retired from cuffing season. I played 2 seasons and didn't like it.
Two seasons out of 40.
Early injury took you out?
Yeah, decided to walk away from the game.
Who hurt you?
Nobody hurt me. It's just I wasn't interested. I was like Mike.
These are your baseball years?
Yeah, it was like, I'm just go do something else. This is stupid.
What's funny is cuffing season has been such a big part of pop culture forever. I still don't necessarily know. Does it mean that you go with the intention that it will just happen for the season? Or am I really trying to cuff someone for a long-term relationship?
Yeah, because some people have played cuffing season, and then it turned into a baby boom, and then they couldn't get out of the cuff.
It's supposed to end when the weather turns. So when spring starts, that's when cuffing season is supposed to end.
That drastically changes how you're going to scout, especially as an adult. Like in your 30s, you would have to scout knowing this is going to end and what type of mental level or age the woman is.
Yeah, and as you get older, there's different questions during the cuffing season, like scouting.
Because them 30-year-old chicks is not doing the seasonal thing.
And they're not letting you cuff them.
We're freezing our eggs, or we're doing it now. If you were to scout, though, even though we did miss it, what type of scout/coach would you be? Are you more of like the fundamentals? Like, do you want your players to come from Villanova?
No.
Are you more like a renegade? You want to put asses in the seats?
Yeah, I like the ones that are entertaining.
Yeah.
The ones, yeah.
You're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. No, I like the ones that are going to sell some jerseys.
Yeah.
I like the ones that
are going to be top rims.
Yeah, fun to watch. You don't have to really win, but just be fun to watch.
Good press conferences.
Yeah, make it interesting.
Yeah. No vaccines.
No. No vaxes, please. We don't
stay on brand from all.
Only waxes, no vaxes. So, drafting is now September 1st to the 30th. So now I have to ask, as a 32-year-old man who has, you know, you've done your share of festivals, you've done your share of R&B listening sessions, you've done your share of...
You've done your cuffing.
Yeah, you've done your share of... You've seen the rooms. You've seen the rooms. You know what's out there.
I've moved around some rooms.
You moved around some rooms. So...
Graciously.
Are there any, what they would call franchise... changing players in the pool right now? Are there any star players that are going to come right into the league and make an impact like a LeBron James?
The funny thing is, when you get into your 30s, right, when you're in your 20s, so much of your 20s is going into new rooms you've never been in and meeting new people you've never met and going to places you've never seen. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting, and you do see candidates and players. And all that. Once you get to 30, you start to figure out what you're comfortable with, and you go to the same rooms. And those rooms are actually starting to get smaller, because people did get in relationships in the 20s. So I'm not seeing new people. I'm walking in and going, you too? Yeah. Yeah. We're both single, huh?
Well,
we've been coming to this party for 12 years. It's just us left.
It's
maybe we should do it.
It's interesting now because some of our favorite couples are now single going into cuffing season.
Who's your favorite? Name some of your favorites.
Well, not none of mine, but, you know, social medias. Drika and Kevin Gates are no longer a couple, are they?
No idea who Drika is.
That's Kevin Gates' girlfriend, longtime girlfriend?
Yes. Dirk and India.
Dirk and India are allegedly not together.
Is Lori Harvey still
Kevin,
single?
They gave Kevin Gates a lot of shit for dating his cousin.
Ari and Moneybagg, y'all believe, are split.
Is Lori Harvey still single?
Lori Harvey is always single, even when she has a relationship. She's just she's literally like a franchise. She's gonna
unicorn. She's
you put her in any offense, and she's gonna shine. That's just what she's
she'll
do.
She'll turn any man into a munch.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yo, that's her. Song.
She's the muncher. She's munchy.
Lori Harvey.
She's munchy. Munchy's munchy, but
munchy Bowes.
Yeah, it's Lori Munch.
He just called Lori Harvey munchy Bowes, and none of y'all laughed at that.
They're probably the same height.
So yeah, it's
definitely has a good vertical jump.
I don't know if any of these are do women still want to be cuffed though?
You speak for all women. You speak for women. You literally speak for every single woman on earth.
I do not speak for clear all women. Before
for all of Syracuse, New York.
Speak clear your throat before you speak for all women.
Yep.
She was munching is what she was doing.
Yeah. Literally, I'm over here munching.
You're a munch.
I do not speak for all women. Let's just put that out there. But also, I think women still want relationships, definitely. But they're okay. I think their standards have lifted, and that's making it hard for you guys.
I was trying to think like, oh, maybe women still wanted to get cuffed. And then I went to talk to a woman and she said, oh, you thought I was feeling you? Eat my pussy and leave.
Oh,
like, wow. That is aggressive out here.
I can't talk to you now.
Now I don't want to scout.
Yeah. See, the tables have turned in the dating world. The women are becoming.
I'll stick to intramural sports.
Yeah.
This professional
rack,
shit is
just a rack.
Way too hard for me.
The women are becoming more aggressive.
Where's the beer softball league?
The women are tired of being the ones to get hurt. So now it's like dog eat dog.
Yeah.
They're going to hurt you before you
but
hurt
we're
them.
Really shitty at getting hurt. So that's why this mayhem is going to ensue.
It's not going to work.
Men are, we're not good at that.
So now that we're drafting, where's the ideal place for men to draft women into their team for cuffing season? Where's the ideal place that you want to meet a woman?
The bar.
Scouting would turn to texting, right? So drafting is what? The courtship via text?
Dates, you know.
No, I feel like that's tryouts. Dates would be tryouts.
I feel like by October 1st, because it's really cold by then, it shouldn't be just dates. So you should be slamming by October 1st.
I think the tryouts are.
No, you can't slam during scouting?
We live in New York.
You ask me, who are you asking me?
I thought that was the scouting.
Yeah, if you're asking me, absolutely.
Yeah, we got to see what the handle like.
Hey, I break all rules when it comes to this cuffing season schedule. That's just me, though. I break all of these rules.
Do a lot of tampering?
What does that mean?
I mean, I'm not gonna incriminate myself, but I've done some tampering.
You're the Bill Belichick of the scouting?
I've talked to some players.
Stealing
and
plays.
I shouldn't have been talking to them. I've definitely done that a few
Hand
times.
Hand signals?
Yeah, I've definitely done that a few times.
But I feel like the scouting drafting, which I guess would be texting, I think would change drastically in your 30s to your 20s as well. Because at least in your 20s, it's like we can talk about our dreams and what we're working on and what we want to be.
Right.
By 30, it's like, yo, did that whole dream thing work out for you? It's like, where are you at with your miserable life?
So I didn't even know that, honestly, that cuffing season was still something that was a big deal. I thought that everybody just was kind of fucking everybody. And if you get caught, you get caught.
It's a yearly season.
Realistically, the cuffing season is actually from December 1st to January 15th. Which is
crazy to
a
me.
Month and 14 days, 15
yeah, like,
days?
I don't even understand why.
Is that season, really being cuffed?
That's like such a short window to cuff somebody.
Also, if there's a playoffs January 16th to February 13th, that implies that there's more than one person. So that like no one's really cuffed.
Okay. Here's where I think things could get dicey.
And let's move away from
dicey.
Move away from this schedule because hold on.
I do want to get to preseason.
Okay. Because
that's where I think things get very complicated.
It's a long
how preseason works specifically in football. Is that a lot of the
correlation.
A lot of the backups play most of the game.
Yeah.
The starters kind of see, they're just there, you know, to put the jersey on and wave, welcome back, we're here, looking forward to game one. All those other lower tier players play pretty much all four quarters. Now, if you are leading the pack in the scouting, it's preseason. I got to play the backups.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the time has to be with the backups.
Right.
Now, the starter needs to sit on that bench and shut the fuck up and wait for game one.
Yeah.
while I let fucking second string, third string, and fourth string get their shit off.
Because you have to see if your second string.
That shut the fuck up was said with so much. No, but it's true.
You have to see if the second
string. Yeah, Tom, sit over there.
You have to see if the second string has the ability to carry the team.
Yeah.
If the, one of the starters have, you know, sprain an ankle.
Exactly.
And it's if like, yo, let me see what I got coming off the bench so that during the season, I could make subs and, you know.
And you got to think of previous seasons. We all come with baggage. I've seen the way Mahomes scrambles. It's very injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make sure I have a solid backup. A
lot of movement. Mahomes does a lot of cutting on those ankles. You don't want to, you know what I mean, put too much pressure on them. So I understand you do need to have players that, you know, you keep in the tuck, keeping in the wing, and just like just in case you need a sub.
Yeah, lower salary cap, you know. You practice squad.
Don't spend too much time with them, and they understand, but you need a good sub. A sub has to know her position.
Well, they're hungry. They want to play.
And on top of that, if they don't work out for your team, like, you know, some team coaches have good relationships. I'd be like, yo, this cornerback didn't really work out for me, but I see what you got going on with your scheme. Yeah, like, your defense, they might be able to fill in.
Yeah.
They worked, you know, they worked well with me.
I believe
they may work better with you.
The motto is each one teach one, I believe is what that is. So yeah, the rules
we're too old for this, man. We are way too
no. So
so hold on. Yeah, let me address that real quick. Hate to interrupt you. Rory, this is I'm speaking for the fans right now because I be on the same wavelength as you. The fans are tired of you saying you're too old. You're not old at all.
You feel old. No, you're missing it. He's white.
Yeah, we don't we age very bad.
Right. There's, now he's
white 70. Years are like dog years.
He's 70. Right?
Yeah, he's 70 in white years.
He's gonna clock out any day, I promise you.
Yeah, white people age in dog years for sure. Yeah.
Saying he's gonna clock
arthritis
out.
Okay. Kicking in.
Yeah. I have you hear my hands?
Yeah, yeah. Carpal tunnel, I hear it.
Really bad. Look at that whole shit is all fucked up. Yeah.
I hear you.
Anyways,
having carpal tunnel when you're tattoos, a podcast, they're like, what do you got carpal tunnel from holding the fucking mic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His hand he sleeps like this now.
Yeah.
Hey yo.
My fist game was crazy in my 20s. It's catching up with me. It's an old football injury. I agree, Baze.
Oh.
Okay, I have said a lot of times that I am old and I'm not old. I am too old to be doing the cuffing season Twitter joke thing. I do think I'm past that point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little too old for that.
Yeah.
You think otherwise?
No. I think you need to like settle down, get married, have children.
Even if it's not that, I think people in their 30s should, well, not should, you can do whatever the fuck you want, should start to date with purpose to some degree if they want to be in a relationship eventually. This shit is for kids.
It's for jokes. That's why I said let's move away.
No, but it's for this jokes. Is to some degree accurate in your 20s as far as scouting, drafting, trials, preseason, cuffing season, all that bullshit.
So when did you first try? When did you first participate in cuffing season? What year was it?
It was funny. I probably didn't really participate in cuffing season until after college. I never really took any girl that serious.
So you did 4 years and then went to the draft?
High school, I didn't really have like a serious thing. I was just, you know, I was just trying to get my dick wet. Like, that's really what I was trying to do. So yeah, probably not till after college that I was like, maybe a girlfriend could be cool instead of just this emptiness of fucking people that don't really like me.
Because that is an emptiness. So you want to start to sleep with people and have sex with people that you see being around for the long run.
Well, someone that just recently went on a sound journey, energy can be transferred, especially sexually.
Mm.
And bumminess is sexually transmitted.
You so need like to put
when
that
you
on a
fuck
shirt.
When you fuck people, yeah, your energy is being transferred.
Absolutely.
You're getting some bum juice on you if she's a bum or he's a bum.
Absolutely.
So, have you guys ever heard of the term ninja cuff?
Well, according to Rory, he said that I had to hear of it. I don't remember hearing
it. It was a Twitter thing, at least New York Twitter.
What is ninja cuffing? What is that?
The sneaky cuff, where a girl cuffs you and
you don't realize that she's
cuffing
you.
You didn't even realize that she's cuffing you. The next thing you know, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Look, Julian's about to have a fucking coronary.
I hate that shit.
Do women cuff, though? Do y'all cuff?
Yes. They figure it out.
I feel like women just.
They should
I feel
wear
like
cufflinks.
Now y'all have. Yeah, I feel like now women have just turned into like complete savages, and y'all just do whatever the fuck y'all want.
It has changed.
Don't let the loud ones speak for the majority.
I agree with Damaris. I think the perception and the narrative out there is that women are this. It's not as crazy as it's scored with the music.
Yeah,
I was gonna say.
Scored with the music.
Yeah, the season is being scored.
All these women aren't savages, just like how all these niggas are not drug dealers. Like it's just you make the music that sells.
Lotto did a press run and said, "I'm in a loving relationship."
You said what?
Lotto went on a press run. I was like, "Yeah, no, I'm in a loving relationship."
Yeah.
Well, now
so is Megan. So is JT.
So is Cardi.
So is Cardi. So is Nicki.
Yeah. Like, so I think there are some women, examples of women out there that are in relationships.
So is the City Girls with Puff and Uzi. Mm-hmm.
Double cuffed.
Double cup love.
One of them niggas.
I could be the one you lean on.
One of them niggas gonna get their heart broken. Who y'all think gonna be the first
Puff.
One?
Puff. Puff. 100%. I actually think his heart is already broken.
Yo, Miami, she gonna break that nigga, man. We ain't gonna get music.
Hold on, no. You're not gonna
get music from Bad Boy for 37 years after Young Miami crushed this nigga Puff, man. Young girl gonna send that nigga to the hospital.
You know how I know Puff got his heart broke? Cause like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, he did an IG live and like saved some of it and put it on his IG and he said, "God sent me here to save the community." And I said, "Oh yeah, she broke his heart." He is trying to find anything to distract from that heartbreak.
Oh man. Oh, and happy birthday to Young Miami. I think she just celebrated a birthday a few days ago. So happy birthday to her. And please don't just let Puff down easy.
It was so funny. I recently watched her. I recently watched her podcast, which congratulations, it was nominated for a best hip hop platform at one of the awards.
Good.
Nominated.
She interviews hip hop people.
She had Lori Harvey on, didn't she?
No.
Wait, hold on. Lori Harvey's not hip-hop?
She never had Lori Harvey on, no. That would be
Lori Harvey's not hip-hop?
I feel like Lori Harvey and...
Lori Harvey more hip-hop than y'all niggas.
I agree.
Oh, no. She can have it. She can, listen, Lori Harvey can have the culture. I don't want to...
You know how many bars about Lori Harvey? Lori Harvey is hip-hop.
No, she's a big part of hip-hop. 1,000%.
She recently had Megan on. And they were flirting or doing their little thing, whatever, because they like each other. So Megan was like, you know, well, when you done with this nigga, like, you know, come holla at me. And Young Miami was like, what nigga? And Megan looked around. Listen, Megan looked around at all the
Puff was on the yacht
all
for
the
2 weeks
fucking Deleon.
Yeah, no, now he's trying to save the community.
And Megan points at the Deleon tequila and the Deleon glasses and said, and the revolt signs, and was like, this nigga, like, what do you mean? And Miami was like, I'm single. On that nigga platform.
Yeah, ain't shit.
They've been said they were single.
Only thing we partner on is content, Puff. You know there's a scheme somewhere in there. And you could throw in revolting. I really fuck with her, bro.
She gonna break Puff's heart, man.
She's hilarious.
She's gonna break Puff's heart, man.
I think it's happened already.
Can one of you guys cuff a famous songstress, please, so that we can take this podcast.
We've been talking about
level.
This for a year, but I know. Well, I can only speak for me. I'm trash, and I don't think any songstress really.
Like what? A rapper or R&B singer?
Either one. A rapper will probably break your heart.
I thought Maul was
R&B singer
alien.
Will probably break your R&B? Heart.
I am way more scared of Summer Walker than Meg Thee Stallion. Like, and it's not even close.
Why?
Summer would break my heart way faster than Meg would break my heart. And I'm aware, guys, neither of them would date me. Internet, I understand.
I think that's a bad comparison because I think Meg will break your heart before Summer. But
Meg will break something else on this little nigga before.
She break my fucking back.
She'll break this nigga pelvic before she hits him. Heart. Yeah, okay. That's the last thing that's going to make her break on heart. You see Zaza Meg?
Y'all will come into the podcast one day and just hear me in the master bedroom going, put me down, put me down, put me down, put me down. Put me down, Megan. This isn't funny anymore.
Put me down.
My feet aren't touching the floor anymore.
Dating a woman that could pick you up is fucking crazy.
Megan would put my shirt over my head. Megan, stop it. I hate when you do this.
Did you let Megan squat you?
Where did your brain go?
Julie.
Can Megan squat him is what you asked? I think Megan. How much weight is that?
I'm like a buck 60. 62.
Oh, bro, 60? She could... Three sets of 20.
Yeah.
For sure.
She has a...
No, I would be
three
the...
Three sets of 20.
You know when you... 30-second reps, too. Only 30-second reps. You know when you do lightweight and a lot of reps? That I would be the lightweight for Meg. I'd be the toning. I'd tone her.
Like the Supermax set? Like, yes. She would definitely Supermax you. I don't know if cuffing season is still relevant to you guys out there, but if it is...
Well, first of all, let's not get away from this. There's songstress that I know what break moles are.
Break my heart?
Yeah. Mm. I think 7 would get Mo out of here.
Oh, that's
like
a
break
good
my
one.
Heart?
Yeah.
I think me and 7 would actually be cool. I don't think it would be a heartbreak thing. No,
that's my point exactly. I think you guys would hit it off tremendously in the beginning.
And you think like...
I think you guys would hit it off so well that while you guys were recording, it's like, wow, you're like my best friend. It would be part... It would
be
that.
That's when it goes left.
Wait, who would say that? Me?
I think you both think would say that.
I would
that.
Look a girl in the eye. Say you're like my best. You know, yo, Rory, you think I would look a girl yes. in the eye? Be like, you're like my best.
Seven,
friend.
I do.
Get the fuck out of here. I would never
Ma,
say that.
You never did. That's what girl.
You're like my best. You think I looked at, you, Damaris? You think I looked the girl in her face and told her you're like my best friend? But you think I said that?
Like, not like
I've said that
like,
before.
Like real shit. Like full transparency. Like I never
like outside.
Why
of dating.
Would a girl like this before? Like you, like my homie. Like. You feel like more like my friend.
Mall's interlude.
Y'all watch too many. Y'all watch too many R&B videos. Like, see,
that, you know, you're in them.
I'm in one. I did one video, and I was like the ain't shit.
Ain't
friend.
Shit best friend.
Yeah, like, come on. I'm not telling a girl, yo, you like my best friend.
What if she is though?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I knew you my whole life.
Well, what? First
shut
of all,
you stupid. That's when they know they cheating on you. As soon as you tell a girl, yo, you like my best friend, she like, I'm definitely about to cheat on this nigga.
That's not true.
What? You don't respect no nigga that tell you you're like his best friend.
Oh,
you walk all over the
well now. Now I feel don't shitty because I've definitely told a woman because she was my best friend. Hey,
and that's why you had to go on a sound journey and feel yeah. like a buzzsaw was going through the chest, taking your heart out your chest, the same way all of these women took your heart out your chest. See, exactly. Yeah, put your blindfold on.
Yeah, night,
and
night.
Just listen to the rest of this episode.
Night, night.
Yeah, yeah, upside down.
I'm here. Rory's audio
I'm
journey.
I'm here with it. Like I'm just.
Yeah, that's what you.
No, y'all got it from here on out.
But I wouldn't mind dating an R&B songstress. Why not? If I like her enough and we can actually like we click, yeah. I would.
Who?
So for cuffing season.
For cuffing season? I don't know if I want to do it for cuffing season, though. It has to be by accident. Like, I can't go into it saying, yo, it's cuffing season. I'm about to cuff this R&B girl and, like, see where it goes. It has to just, like, happen by accident.
And cuffing season is some bullshit because I feel like the best
bullshit.
Time to
you know
be
that.
In a relationship actually is during the summertime.
Oh.
Whoa, you're on your own on that one.
Wow.
When I say that relationships, like you get to do, there's so much more you can do in the summertime. So if you want to actually enjoy
like
your
actual
relationship. Yeah,
we're talking about fucking just for a few months and leaving each other. Yeah. That's what cuffing season is.
Okay, yeah. But
you're talking about, love.
I'm talking about cuffing.
Love is good in all seasons.
Yeah. Love conquers all. I don't know if you heard about it.
Love conquers fall.
Yeah.
Fall.
You can go. You can go, Rory. Thank you so much.
I don't
for your
know if you know about that. Love that love thing that's going around. People are catching it and they're holding on to it forever. But
like herpes.
Wow. Why'd you have to go there?
A little weird.
I have a question. So since cuffing season, it's the first 3 months lead up to the end of November, which is Thanksgiving. What was your first experience bringing someone home for Thanksgiving for the first time?
Oh, mine's was terrible.
Like that, right?
No, not that one.
Jesus, to me.
And first of all, y'all was eating burgers off the grill for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no.
Not mad at it.
Who's eating burgers on Thanksgiving? Yo, if you go to somebody's house and they pull out a platter of burgers for Thanksgiving,
that's it, man.
You got to be like, yo, this is no way this relationship is working. I don't care what burger.
Impossible burgers.
It's impossible that y'all pulled out burgers on Thanksgiving. Y'all lying to me. Y'all have to be lying. This is a fucking prank. Burgers on Thanksgiving?
Save these for Tuesday.
Oh yeah, like I would absolutely call the police. I'd be like, yo, fam, they got burgers in here, man. It got to be a body in here somewhere. Like,
imagine
burgers?
A, imagine a burger and mashed potatoes together.
Wait, what is that?
And I was just about to address that.
That's a nasty side.
Why do all white people make mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving?
Because that's what the Indians taught us before we murdered them.
The Indians?
Yeah, they're Indians.
The Indians.
They're native people.
The Native Americans?
Wait. Go back to your first, do it, your first experience with a girl bringing home.
Her family was just, I learned that her family really didn't like each other. But I was there to see it happen.
So
like,
so a family.
No. You're like, you don't understand.
Wait,
like,
you were the guest?
I was her guest.
Okay.
Like, you don't understand. It was like, the uncle that they didn't think was coming showed up.
Oh, he always does.
Like, and no, but it was like about to be like, I think the pops might have went upstairs and got his shit. Like, I think he went upstairs and came back down strapped because he was sitting way too calm. And I'm looking at him like, I saw you go up them steps and you came back down with a whole different energy. Like, you know, when a nigga got it, he like, all right, I'm just waiting for it to pop. Soon as he start moving crazy, I'm shooting him.
You know what's hilarious? Maul was way more disgusted with someone serving burgers for Thanksgiving than bringing a pistol to Thanksgiving.
No, because I know the energy. I know.
He was so, he was like, bro, yeah, I mean, I get it. I see how he walking. He got it on him.
Yeah.
But just don't serve me a burger.
It's a different energy when you got it on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your energy is like, yo, fam, whatever y'all want to do, I'm with it.
Yeah.
Just trust me. I'm ready to go there. So I noticed that energy in the room immediately. And I'm just like, I'm sitting on the couch. And she just keep telling me, yo, whenever you're ready. Like, whenever you're ready, we can go.
Yeah.
And I'm just, and I'm like, no, I want to see this unfold. Like,
you guys did? Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I need to see this. I want to see it happen. Like, don't say you want to leave now. Like, the uncle that don't fuck with the pops is here. He got his girlfriend that nobody liked. The cousin is here, like, and he don't like none of y'all. And the emo sister just came out the back room, and she's still on her phone. She don't want to speak to nobody. This is fucking TV. I'm not leaving now.
And I've definitely been in weird situations with women and their families going nuts. Like, hey, I'm sure this is a lot we could leave. Like, oh, I thrive in this environment. I'm chilling. If you want to go home, go ahead. I'm staying here.
We need to do a family clash for Thanksgiving. Like, my family, your family, we need to get like a
big ass. Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Get like a big ass banquet hall and just let it happen.
That would be the fucking Irish amazing. And the blacks.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the queen is dead. We have reason to
that
celebrate.
That is true, yes.
We have reason to celebrate.
And Thanksgiving, we were trying to get away from the queen. And we were like, England's so terrible. Oh, look at these nice people that are teaching us things. Let's slaughter them. But England, way worse than us. We have to get away from these awful people.
And people have been sending me like things on Queen Elizabeth, and I totally get it now.
Tax reform, whatever.
She was that whole regime is fucking crazy.
They said I can't stand how Maul knows nothing, absolutely nothing about Europe's history, but knows, I mean, England's history, but knows everything about the history of Meghan Markle's outfit. I'm like, well, that's Maul's interest. The fashion. He cares about the fashion, not the politics.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck about that family thing.
Maul's passion is the fashion?
No, it's not even that. I just thought that was dope. Like, I like petty shit. Like,
hey, well, I'm with you.
She threw a shot. Like, yeah.
Boom, that wasn't a fashion. That was just a shot.
Yeah, that was a shot. Like, I respect that. I know a shot when I see a shot. Mm. What the Queen Elizabeth did in her family, I'm not from England. I'm from America. Like, I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't want to get all the way away from this theory of Maul dating a songstress. Let's say Maul bagged Normani. Beautiful woman.
Beautiful woman.
We don't know her relationship status. Talented, this is a beautiful. Hypothetical podcast situation.
Yeah.
Julian, Mike, Kaiser. Sorry.
What are you saying sorry to Mike for?
She signed to Atlantic. I don't know.
So what?
I thought you said Julian.
You were signed to Atlantic too at one point. Yeah, sorry, Julian. Yeah,
sorry, Julian.
I don't think you would be able to handle what comes with being a songstress sometimes in videos. Because she was sucking face with Chris Brown and rolling all through that swimming pool together.
Oh, you said
I don't think you could be on set and be supportive that day.
Because
they got to do it. Like, that's what's working now. It's two singers pretending to like each other. And
I'm secure enough for that. I wouldn't mind that. That wouldn't bother me.
You of all people, and I've heard a lot of your uncensored theories off mic about women and dealing with certain types of people. You are not standing right behind the gaffer while Chris Brown tongues down your queen. And cheering her on.
The gaffer.
What do you think I would be doing? You think I would like yell cut and try to fight Chris?
No, I think you would get the treatment and be like, oh, babe, that's the treatment for the video. Oh, yeah. Like, I want to be supportive and look. Chris Brown, tongue. Nah, you ain't doing this shit.
Nah, I'm not that type of guy. I don't that type of shit doesn't bother me. If it's work and it's part of her profession, then that's fine. Now, if the video is over and you know, we chilling and Chris is texting her like, hey, what's up? What's going on? I'm like, all right, see, now hold on. Mm. The video is done. It's in final editing. Y'all don't have to shoot nothing.
Nah, but they were on set, and you know, in between takes, like video shoots take a while. So you start to get to know people you work with, and they're both like singers and songwriters and both extremely talented people. Mm-hmm. It's probably like, oh, we should work like together at some point. Yo, like take my math down. Like, and you know, like you be in the studio late, so like 2 a.m. like let me see where Norm's at. Let me see where Monty at.
Yeah.
And they collabing.
Yo. No, we're not doing that, though. Yeah, nah, you know, I support your career, but we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. Remember that Safari, not diss record, but like his response to like Meek and Nicki? He's like, something, and then you kissed Nas.
Yo, I'm telling you, his brain retains the wildest pieces of fucking culture that I've ever fucking noticed. Like, how do you remember that?
Well, we're talking
why do you remember
we're talking
Safari's
about significant others in videos watching them
I know
kiss.
What we're talking about, that's but why working. Does your brain remember what Safari said?
Because I know Safari was probably holding that in for 3 years. And the way his tone went, and then you kissed Nas.
His voice was shaking.
Like, he's been waiting to get that shit off.
Yeah, Safari knew then it was over.
You can't just kiss Esco.
It takes it, but you do have to be like a different type of guy for your girl to be a star and a celebrity and an entertainer and then see her kissing another guy and then come
I probably couldn't have done it in my 20s. Now, if like my girl was like an actor or even something had to do with, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, and I'd be
totally fine with it.
And then knowing me, I'm probably texting somebody else on the side anyway that I shouldn't be texting. So it's like, yeah, we even. Fuck it.
Nah, kiss Chris today. I could cheat. You can't cheat.
Fucking crazy. That's my motto. Look, they kill me for that motto. That's my motto.
Where is that?
I think I cheat way better. That's why. I don't think women know how to really like cheat without.
Oh, you have women all the way fucked.
No, they know how to cheat, but they get.
Damaris got you. Look at her.
You speak for all women. We're not saying you cheat, but because you speak for women, you need to speak for cheaters.
Real quick, who cheats better, men or women?
Women.
See? You see why? Why do you feel that way?
Because women are better at keeping secrets and being sneaky.
Y'all think y'all are. You know it's not being sneaky if we know that y'all are sneaky, right?
Yeah,
but somehow y'all still get stuck on, so I'm confused.
We got to prove the sneak, though.
No, you don't.
You do.
I told you. I gave y'all the 10 years ago.
Y'all don't pay enough attention to women.
Greg Kading figured out the entire Tupac and Biggie murder. We know every fact. No one's been arrested. You got to prove the sneak.
I can prove
it. we can have all the evidence.
But
we prove it.
Women aren't good at... Because if a woman really loves you or is really into you, she's not really good at...
Thought I was feeling you?
She's not a munch. She's not really
good at... Look at you looking at munch.
She's not good at lying. Like, women are not good at lying if they really like you. They're not.
Somebody stop him.
I don't even know if I really want to acknowledge this of how far off you are.
He's so wrong.
Women are incredible liars.
No, women are incredible liars to niggas they know they can lie to. That's the part y'all
are saying.
How would they know until they try?
No, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna try.
Let me put it to you like this. If a bitch ever got caught lying to you, she ain't like you that much. If she ever got caught lying to you, she ain't like you that much.
That's the point. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, she ain't like you that much if she got caught lying. Because a bitch that really love you and she sneak and do some shit she ain't got no business doing, you will never know.
Yeah, you're on the munch menu if you find out.
That's not true. That's not true. Women lie to men that they, first of all, know that they can get the lie off with. Women don't lie to men. Like, I'm telling you, they don't lie to men that they know, like, nah, he gonna...
Have you ever been lied to?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody's been lied to. But I'm saying the woman that lied to me, the situation wasn't that serious, so it didn't even fucking matter. It wasn't like, this is my girl, we live together, we in a relationship. Like, it wasn't nothing like that.
But you were still the guy she knew she could lie to.
No. Women are gonna lie. But what I'm saying is, they're not gonna lie, like... If you have a girlfriend, right, and y'all live together, y'all a couple, y'all really together. If she knows you by now, like, nah, my nigga ain't going for that. Like he ain't stupid. He knows me. He knows my patterns. He knows my habits. He knows my energy. He can tell.
Yeah.
She not gonna move like that.
She's gonna identify them and figure out how to cheat outside of her patterns.
Okay, so this is I think what you're getting shit misconstrued on. Women know who they can and can't play with. And I think that there's lying playing with you. No. What you're saying is...
Lying isn't playing with you?
It is, but listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, lying to me is playing with me.
That's yes, but you're not listening to what I'm... You're not listening to what I'm saying. So... I've been with people that I know. I can't get some shit. Like, I can't sneak and get some shit off with him. Like, I'm not even going to play with him like that because I know if I do, it'll be over and I really, really like him. But if something goes down that he does not, that he won't like, and I know that he won't like it if he finds out about it, women become extremely good at fucking lying and not wanting to get caught because of how much they like that person. I'm not even just talking about things with cheating, just shit that you know you won't like. Like, I know that this person won't like this. I'm going to keep this secret forever. I'm going to die with this. I'm not telling anybody. Like, that's what I, when I say that women are better at lying and sneaking and hiding things than men are. Yeah,
like, you're going to have to see the Chris Brown video when it premieres to the world. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you the call time.
Like, it's that kind of thing.
Listen,
but you're right. Women don't play with men they really fuck with.
Women don't play. Women are not going to lie to you. They're not going to play certain games with a man that they know is like, he's just not going for that. I can't get that off on him. He's not stupid.
Imagine if Normani got the "yo, I'm in the studio" line off on you.
Can't get that off on me. And you may well be in the
studio.
You've
used it too much?
Yeah, like, you've been in the... She's an artist. Of course you're
I know
studio.
Everyone at Quad, babe.
Yeah, like, I know everybody at Quad. Like,
you're not in the A-room.
No. But women know. They know what they got when they got a guy that's like, he's not in the mixy crowd. He don't really know people. He's not as sharp on his feet. He doesn't really know lies when he sees them. He doesn't really... Like, he's not paying attention to her patterns. He's not paying attention to the way she moves. Like, they know. They know, and usually that comes from a woman feeling like she's lacking something in her relationship with a man. Like maybe he don't pay her enough attention. Maybe mm-hmm. he don't really get to, you know, spend time getting to know the things that she's into, the things that she likes. So maybe yeah. that is why she's cheating, because the other dude is the exactly that. Like he is really paying attention to her, notices when she changes her hair color, when she cuts her hair, you know, things like that. What stupid shit that women like, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm you sorry, know, I didn't mean to look at you when I said stupid.
The red, the red looks really nice.
He looked, you just, no, you just sat down, so I just kind of. No.
I've had this red hair for 2 months. Rory just said, the red looks very nice, but you dyed it yesterday. Wow. Like, what the fuck?
I love
it. It brings out the eyebrows. Like yeah. the red brings out. Is that an ombre color, I believe? Okay.
White toes. Love them.
Always.
White toes, red hair. She a liar.
Don't care.
That's correct.
That's the lie. That's what? The liar package right 100%. There. White toes, red hair. You be lying your ass off.
Yes, whatever.
Throw a jean jacket in there. You fucked.
Jean jacket. There is a correlation between yes. women wearing jean jackets and lying, though.
Yeah. You thought I was just saying some shit out of nowhere.
Women
I'm
that
dead.
Wear jean jackets are huge lies.
Yes.
Though. That's a fact. Yeah, y'all got different color. Y'all got dark blue jean jacket, light blue, black.
What are the indicators when you go into a woman's room that you know you're gonna close?
We've been through this. When they have love, happiness, pray, eat, love, anything with letters on their wall, that's an easy
anything
kill.
Rhinestone on their bed, like the...
A dream catcher.
Yeah.
The pussy gonna be crazy if she got a dream catcher. It might
her saying, hey, let's fuck. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Y'all ain't hear Damaris, though.
What she said?
How pussy stink if she got a dream catcher?
I might roll with Damaris on that one. I will say this. It definitely is not sugared.
I'm glad she... No, but... Wait.
No way a chick with a dream catcher has a shaved box.
Looks like Eden's back.
She might not have shaved armpits.
Oh, the armpits is definitely here if she got a dream catcher, for sure.
She goes to swinger conventions in New Mexico. Think she
if a woman lives
damn,
in...
Damn, Rory.
If is that specific? I'm
Rory's
sorry.
Been in that room. Rory.
I was just trying to think of where you could buy a dream catcher. New Mexico? No.
Soho.
Word. Go to Soho.
Mall.
You look perplexed.
I'm so glad Damaris said that a chick pussy stink if she has a dream catcher.
We can't one say of, that.
Yeah, we can't. Men no, can't say
but
that.
We can agree.
We can't say that. I can't even ask if her womb is good. Like,
Maul, that's crazy. Like, I don't think you understand what? How crazy that what? Is, bro.
How?
Just word it better. Just say, do you want children in the near future? And then she'll tell you whether she can have children or not. Because if she can't have children, she'll say, yeah, I do want kids. But
so if
know,
I be like, yo, is your womb good? She can't just be like, no, I can't. Like, what's the difference? Like, yo, is your womb good? Actually, no, it's not. Okay.
So cool. That's a very awkward. So now what?
Okay, cool. It's not good. Like, you answered my question. Like, what you eating for dessert? Like, let's move on. Like, I'm not harping on that. I don't give a fuck.
They're going to call you fucking Andrew Tate after this podcast.
All of the women who are unable to have children, please forgive us for the insensitive way we are speaking.
I'm not being insensitive. If you're trying to get to know somebody, and you ask that question, like, I have, you say it worded differently, but I'm saying it's the same shit.
Yeah, you can word things to be less insensitive.
You can't ask if the womb is good.
But what if the, what, so, but see, it's only a problem.
How is she supposed to answer?
No. See,
no, I'm devastated.
No.
Because I can't have children, and it actually is the worst thing in my life.
But this is why it's bad, though, because if the womb isn't good, she's just gonna be like, nah, I'm good. If the womb is good, she's like, nah, I'm good.
Ask if the oven's working.
See?
Look at Maul thinking every woman would answer as if they were a female Maul. Like, nah, that's good, bro.
Yeah,
nah, womb is hitting.
Yeah, why not? Just let me know what the womb is. What is it hitting for? Is it
you
good?
Know, like women feel very invalidated as a woman if they're unable to have children. Yes. That's like a very big it's personal very big dialogue. And
so you just shouldn't ask at all.
You should
no
ask no. In we're a not saying way, that there's Maul. Better ways to ask.
I'm oh, saying, so that, okay, so I'm saying unless,
are you able to carry children?
No. Are you interested in having children in the near future? Are you interested in
but see,
that was kind of like the same thing right now. Though.
That's what I'm saying. So, okay, are you interested in having children in the near future? You can be interested in having children, but you can't. So then now what?
No, because a woman is going to tell you if she can't have kids.
Yes.
She's going to tell. That,
well, I'm not being insistent.
If she can't have kids, then that gives her the chance to tell you that information.
And you guys can call me pussy, but there is a world where you can say things nicer to people to be less offensive. Like one thing could mean the exact same thing, but maybe because it's a sensitive topic, we should say it just a tiny bit differently instead of, yo, is that womb work or what, bitch?
I didn't say that. See, I didn't say it. See,
but that's,
see nah.
Maybe
see,
you could say, nah, you hey,
that, see, he put
I
that
see kids in my future.
I didn't say that. See, I didn't do all of that.
Nah, Maul Tate went crazy.
No, I didn't say that. That was Rory Tate. I didn't say that. never said
we the Tate brothers.
Womb work of not, bitch.
Like the Tate brothers.
Yeah, like I would never say no shit like that. But if you're saying yo, it's like you know. But I get what you're saying.
Well, get that off. I want to see get that off on tour.
I'm not.
She gonna smack him across the face.
Do that during the speed dating.
No.
If Maul say what that womb do, he's probably saying this. He probably walks in the kitchen and says, "I don't hear my dinner cooking."
Yeah. I don't smell nothing. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. I don't smell nothing. And the stove is cold. Stove.
Did you bleach these?
Yo.
What starch did you use?
Don't make me sound like that. I'm not.
I don't think you're that at all.
Yeah, I'm not a piece of shit guy.
Well, you might be, but I don't think you're a shit person.
I'm sure he's the fuck out on that one, bud.
No, it's not. You've never met a girl that said he's a piece of shit.
I haven't. But we've never met any woman you've ever dealt with. So.
Exactly. Exactly. But if I was a piece of shit.
No, I think you're arguing against our point.
Yeah. No, it's not. If I was a piece of shit, you would know. You would have heard it. You would have saw it. You would have been like, yo, yeah, it's mad girls walking around like, yo, he's a piece of shit.
But we don't run in. I don't know the circles that.
Yeah. I don't know where you
frolic in as far as women go.
Senior citizen homes.
Nah, I mean, women I date are not really out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
Whoa.
This is going off the rails.
He says senior citizen homes. So I balanced it for you.
I mean, y'all met some girls that I dated though. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know we was allowed to say that. Yeah, we did. I didn't know we was allowed to say that.
Yeah, so why y'all making it seem like y'all haven't met any women that know me and that?
But I gotta get them. I can't get them while they're fucking you. I need post fuck. I need the post breakup. Give me the post. Don't give me the bitch you get with right now.
Yeah,
give me post.
You're not gonna see them around me though.
I want the one with like a bad taste in her mouth.
Why would they be around me if we're not dating anymore?
I want the damaged ones. Don't give me the fresh ones.
Even if you didn't do anything wrong, I just want the damaged ones.
I don't. I don't damage women. All my relationships with women in pretty cool.
You give them like the Derek Jeter gift basket.
No, it's just kind of like, yo, listen, this
was,
you know.
Is that a rumor or is that true?
It's true. No, it's true.
Just because he didn't give you one, Eden, doesn't mean he doesn't give everybody else one.
And that's why I'm upset.
What was in the gift bag?
Season tickets.
It was a signed baseball.
A jersey. Yeah, everything flowers. To remember him and how great he was. Here's my 250th home run baseball.
Imagine walking in your girl or the person you're cuffing during cuffing season and you get it to preseason and she has a frame signed Derek Jeter jersey hanging. Like, bitch, you don't like baseball. How'd you get that signed jersey?
Oh, you know how she got it signed. You know exactly how she got it signed. Derek signed it here.
Derek Jeter is sick for signing.
He signed it
while the shit was hanging up.
He signed it in here.
Would you sign like microphones and give them to women?
Joints. That's fire.
That's not fire, Demarius.
That's
like
fire.
Maybe an upside down hat or something. You'd be like, yo, wear this.
No.
Merch.
I'm not giving the girl merch, bro.
Give this to your next.
No, I'm not handing out merch.
You know what's interesting about our merch? Because, you know, a lot of tour merch and regular merch is it's supposed to be low quality. You're supposed to move a lot of it. Ours is so dope. I'm not giving that shit to nobody.
I don't even have merch.
Even if we fuck, you got to pay for this.
Yeah, right.
This is a nice hoodie. This ain't a merch hoodie.
It is a nice hoodie.
Yo.
Shit, better than John Elliott.
Nah, I think we should have like some specialty merch that like we only give the like the junk.
The hoes.
We don't have. This is podcasting, guys. We're not rappers.
But that, I think that's fire.
Like
they could be like, yo, where's
there's no podcast
pink,
groupies
in the
world.
Where you get the pink Rory and Maul hoodie from?
There's definitely podcast groupies.
Are there?
Oh, we got
man. Y'all sit up here and play dumb.
Stop
if y'all
lying,
want to, man.
There are podcast groupies.
Wait, hold on. Did we ever tell the? We told the LA story on mic. Okay.
What LA story?
when Benner got accosted
by the girl that was looking for y'all. That was crazy.
We did tell that on mic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to repeat shit, but okay, I do take it back. There is such thing as podcast groupies. Yeah.
No, but I don't just shadow that to Pog. I think that young lady was just a little
special.
It was something else going
on. Burger off the grill?
Yeah, it was something else. It was something else going on there.
You know how my brain retains really weird things, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So you remember in Love and Basketball when Quincy's trying to confront his father of why he cheated on his mother?
Uh-huh.
And was Zeke McCall?
Yes.
Zeke was trying to explain, like, yo, you about to go to League 2 and you're gonna have these, right?
You'll learn, yeah.
And, like, I thought he was being dramatic when he was like, then a handful of them make it to the lobby and then one of them makes it on the elevator. Yeah. And then what you gonna do when she at your door? I'd never believed in any of that until... that woman ended up in that album.
See?
Like, oh yeah, you can get tricked into this.
They all end up in the DMs and then one of them.
Yeah, but that situation was a little weird though. That one was like a little.
You can't tell me.
She was the first one in the venue, y'all. She was there before me.
Yeah, but she kind of snuck past the parameters of the security There was no security, by the way. But she kind of like snuck past because she kind of blended in with looking like she was with somebody that was with us.
Like who? I thought it was some shit Peach was about to hit. Like, I really did. Like,
all right, Peach.
So.
Yeah, so that's.
Peach was in LA. Yes, Peach was in. Peach is at every single one of our shows.
Because we was all in the room talking about it after.
Y'all can't tell me that in your 5 to 7 years of podcasting that there were no groupies.
Well, you got to realize we did some shows later on, but it was really like moving from the venue back to like the hotel. It wasn't really like.
Yeah, our tour schedule for the most part was always shitty. It was literally get to a city, don't even shower, go to meet and greet. Hotel 5 a.m. Yeah. Plus, like, you need to want it. I need some passion.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do a quick groupie thing during that tour.
I did it one time and I told you I hated it. I would never do it again. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I liked her though. I was mad.
Didn't you say she started like saying shit from the episodes?
Oh, that's weird. Like during?
He was hitting that shit. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That shit crazy. That's crazy. Fuck.
He's an 8.
Wow, you really are an 8.
Oh my god,
that was way too good.
Wait, what?
With Damaris tone,
Damaris, the laugh is creeping me out.
Damaris,
more.
How many times you fake an orgasm?
Yo, why is she laughing?
I'm concerned right now.
I'm getting at.
Are you drunk?
I'm grown now. I don't fake orgasm.
When's the first time? The first time you did fake one though, were you a little nervous and insecure? Like,
what do you mean the first time I faked? So you mean my first 5 years of having sex?
Yeah, like, how did you go into faking the orgasm?
Well, women...
Did you go into it thinking, all right, I'm going to fake an orgasm, or in real time, you're like, fuck it?
What I'll say is that a lot of women also learn how to have sex the same way men learn how to have sex, and that's from porn at a young age. So a lot of... I know you guys have had the women who, like, sound like porn stars, and you're like, bitch, I am not that good. Yeah, like, calm the fuck.
Like, really, seriously, shut up.
Yeah, like, I'm not really an 8. Like...
I'm not really.
It was a lie.
I'm a 4, but I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry, but yeah. So we just, you know, we think that at a young age, I'll speak it for myself and a lot of my friends, we thought that we were supposed to be loud. Like, we were just supposed to be loud. And then as you start having sex more and more, you learn that.
Shut the fuck up.
No, you learn.
You can tell the genuine noises.
You learn what makes men get off. So once you get to the point where you realize, oh, I'm not going to get off from this. So let me start with the ohs and the, oh my God, this shit pussy. Okay, and yes,
we don't need the demo.
Fuck me harder. And yes, come on, this pussy is yours. All that shit you get into because you want him to get out of the way so that you go in the bathroom and masturbate and actually get off.
Someone's about to loop that audio of Damaris moaning.
Yo, did you hear her? Like, she just wants you to get off of her so she can go in the bathroom and masturbate and get off?
Yeah, sounds like marriage. I just assume that's what marriage is like.
The joke is right.
Huh?
Right. Nothing.
So, cuffing season, right?
We should get high more for the rest of the episode, I feel like.
I am high.
Oh. Higher. Can you get much higher?
No.
So high.
What are y'all on tour? What the fuck is this over here? What the fuck is going on? What is that?
Guys,
wait.
Have patience with us with our evergreen episodes.
What the fuck
we're
was
drinking.
Damaris
beat it up on purpose. He knew what he was doing.
I wasn't mad at the. There were some layers there.
You guys, yeah.
Speaking of cover season, Julian has a date. That's why he's trying to rush us out of here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Julian.
Why? See, now I'm sweating now.
It's just hot in here.
No, it's just hot.
You nervous? It's, hot. It's the first date?
No, it's not.
Did you scout?
No. I really don't.
Were you in the Boy Scouts?
We'll talk about this on Patreon because he's a little bit more safe on Patreon.
No, he's not.
He's not safe on Patreon. They all have his Patreon by now. So
by the way, you guys, please make sure you're subscribed to our Patreon. Make sure.
Okay, in the event, hypothetically, you had a date, Julian.
Okay, hypothetically speaking, yeah.
Rory going to find a way, right? Niggas be trying to get out of the room like, and another thing.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Don't subscribe to our Patreon. Never mind. Fuck it.
I'll go.
Where would you meet this woman, hypothetically, if you were to go on a date tonight? Where did you meet her?
First date? Okay, so this is a reoccurring.
Where was the first date?
It's a repeat offender.
Okay.
Hypothetically, we met years ago. We never met in person, online years ago.
Okay,
and then 2 or so years later, we meet in person randomly at a show.
The box that got away.
Yeah.
We never started. It wasn't a getaway. It never started.
Okay. So
but you know, there's we've all had those instances where we've talked to people where we probably would have ended up fucking it never happened because of time and like other shit in the world.
So I was say hypothetically, randomly run into this person.
We didn't fuck because I was married.
I was married, yeah. Uh-huh.
And we go on an actual date. Goes great. Trying to get on like a bi-weekly schedule.
How did it go great though?
Putting like, what a girl on a bi-weekly schedule is
no, not like that. I'm just saying no, you're well, trying.
You gotta think of her period. That's why.
Jesus. <no.
laughs> Rory Tate is in full effect. Y'all what? Not saying nothing. All right, go ahead.
For her, she could have cramps. I want her to be comfortable with
crabs.
Cramps.
Oh, okay. That
where too. Is your brain today?
Well, you old as fuck even mentioning crabs. People don't get crabs no more, baby.
Yeah, right. She's gonna be scratching next week. Don't worry, go ahead.
Well, in her defense, I have not heard of crabs in a very
because
long time.
Women wax our pubic hair now. So well, crabs can't get along. Okay, but are y'all bumping coochies with each other? No. Y'all have to rub against us.
Oh,
and being that we can't carry it to the next because we don't have anything for it to adhere to.
Interesting.
So only the dream catcher bitches still have crabs.
Gotcha.
Or the dream chaser bitches too.
Dream chaser.
Yo, we never going to Philly. We
why?
We
you think Meek ain't running to some fucking bitches that had crabs? Of course he has. What are you talking about?
I have. I'm sure Meek has.
Yo, Ma, you had crabs before?
Never.
Nah, I never had.
Nah, either. Now this. You've never had crabs.
No, Damaris, I've never had crabs. Why is that so hard to believe?
Because, I mean, like, in that age bracket, like, I feel like...
I'm 40. The fuck you mean age bracket? I'm not
but, no, but you... No,
like,
you were probably started fucking when the boom of crabs hit.
No,
you,
I was not. You were, what the fuck are you talking about?
Where were you when crabs hit?
The boom.
The crabs epidemic. You know the crabs epidemic?
I was
Ronald
not,
Reagan put it in the hood?
I was not around for the crab epidemics. Like, I was not. I wasn't fucking...
So you telling me when you was 18, 19, bitches was waxing?
No, there's no
not
way.
Waxing, no. But they were shaving.
I don't think they were waxing in the 50s.
Or in... Never mind, I had a really sick...
Yeah, I know you did. I know, just... Let me just... It's okay, it's okay.
Go ahead.
No, I...
Wait, I want to hear that. Can we bleep it?
I just... Yeah. Let's bleep I just it. Wanted to know Sorry. How his first date went.
And we're...
Yo, I'm so happy we're off this. Let's talk about some crabs.
All right. So she didn't give you crabs on the first date, so it went well.
Yeah, it went great.
You guys got some LOLs off? Like, what was going on?
It went great. Second date, great. Everything's been going great. Took a jazz club, all like, oh, you know, the spots.
Yeah. You cornball. You don't even like jazz. Not,
I love
you're
jazz.
You're trying to look mature, like, oh, let's go to an art gallery.
It's just, no, that's my bag.
Oh my fucking God. One of my friends.
The guy wearing
saw
Summer
Maul,
Jam, custom Summer Jam slides.
One of my
says,
friends saw Maul at an art gallery with a bitch.
Wow.
Ooh.
And this Snitching. Was a while ago, and I completely keep.
Saw that coming.
See? That's the bitch knocking your laptop over.
And now look at this.
Yeah. I completely.
God don't like ugly.
Shut up. I completely forgot to mention that.
So anytime somebody sees me with a woman, I'm with a bitch. Like,
which
art gallery? Don't know who the woman was, don't know nothing about her. Yo, nah, you with a bitch.
Oh, yeah, it was art gallery or a museum. I can't remember what she said.
I know you didn't want to stay in the white suit before the Basquiat show. You don't remember that hook? We let Frank Ocean get that bullshit off. Hope we don't stay in the white suit before the Basquiat show.
That was a great record, though. Don't do that.
No, it is, but that's an awful line.
That's a great record, though.
I'd love to have
Ocean's Fire, but
name three artists other than Basquiat.
Keith Name Haring three. Is a very easy one. Like, should we do those?
Van Gogh.
No, I mean, all right. Not those guys.
You said three artists. No, those not artists?
No, I mean, Haring kind of is in that group.
James
that
Franco.
James Franco. The actor?
He got canceled.
Chris Brown.
Still, he got canceled?
He's still canceled, right?
James Franco?
Yeah, when he got canceled?
I just saw him in Spider-Man.
It's like the biggest actor on earth.
No, he was not in Spider-Man. You talking about from 2004?
Yeah.
2004.
But when did he
wait, what did James do?
He was after he was on Broadway shows, and after shows, he was creeping on underage girls,
like
16 and 17, telling them to come back to the hotel. And girls that are clearly with their mothers. He's like, yo, here's my number. Meet me at the.
I think it's
underage girls.
Wrong to stereotype people, but he looks like someone that would do that.
That's why Seth Rogen didn't stop working
his
with
face
him.
Looks very much well, like
what?
Seth Rogen stopped working with him because of all those rumors. Well, not rumors. They were confirmed.
Okay.
You see women like men that ain't shit.
Women love men that name shit.
Damaris said she likes him more now.
Yeah, she was like, I'm about to go watch the Spider-Man tonight. And flick the bean to the Green Goblin.
I stepped away from the mic to go grab a paper towel. That's why they're tarnishing my name. But continue.
Anyways, all right. So this will be what, the third date?
Wait, can we just...
No, we're not stopping.
Move past this.
How old is she?
Okay.
Like 26.
Nigga lying.
I think it's 20. Yeah, 26.
What are the three things you like the most about her?
And is she someone you're potentially cuffing for cuffing season? She is. Okay. You're an honest man. I like that.
She has a career. Very attractive.
Yeah, that's very attractive.
An actual career makes her a salary.
Right. Okay. Know? She has health insurance.
Health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Dental plan.
A humble social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
Very attractive to me.
Who cares about that?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not something I can, but it's just how she carries herself.
It kind of matriculates
into the humble, you know what I mean?
All right, that's fair. Okay.
Good family. Comes from a good family.
I think that's important. I think Julian was saying the social media presence is she's not aware of everything happening online, so he can cheat quite peacefully on socials.
See, look how you spin in this.
No, I think what he's saying is she's just not really
help me out.
She's not really into the mixy shit. Like, yeah, she's not into the mixy.
She's not mixy at all.
Yeah.
Does she put her toe up in any IG photos?
She does not. No, I hate that. What is that?
It helps with the butt.
When girl Damaris does that.
The toe up.
Look at
every
Damaris.
Girl on earth
what do you
does
mean
it.
I do that. What do you mean I
like
do
like stand
that
on their toes?
No,
Damaris has had me take photos of her.
Well, they can't see.
No, get in the shot.
Oh, Rory does that when he's sitting down.
Yeah, I know. It helps with the glutes. But yeah, they do this.
First of all, don't ever...
Oh, the
look. Yeah, you see it.
Wait, Damaris, get in the frame.
Oh, my... Just sit down. Sit down. Why you... What? I don't know what's happening.
Wait,
look
at Rory.
It's like this.
Boom. Damaris, don't ever come over here with your ass in them tights like that.
But they ask, you don't fuck you,
man. You
know what,
fuck you then.
Like, I'm not even gonna argue. But I do want to address this because I see a lot of men doing this. And I think me and my ladies would like to know, what is with you guys' obsession now with women who have a humble social media presence? Like, men will be like, oh my gosh, she only has 2,000 followers. And just be like, and I don't think that's fair. I didn't ask for my
I don't think
followers.
It's a follower-based thing.
It's not a follower-based
thing. It's how you move on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's what you post.
Now, if you're going to go by statistics, women with the larger followings tend to do some of the things that men may have issues with.
Yeah, they feed the wolves.
Like, I don't need to see ants in your fucking story.
Ants? What are ants?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, when
is that like crabs?
When they put
crabs?
So many, when they put so many stories, it's like fucking little dots.
Do they call that ants?
Yeah, ants.
Oh, I don't really care about that.
I don't. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Every time I'm like, no, that's stupid.
Do whatever the fuck you want on IG. I'm cool with whatever their guidelines are. My guidelines
or deactivate.
Just don't show me your pussy.
No, but there is certain things that are attractive about a woman's social media that some guys just take notice of. Like.
Well, no, it's not so much the social media. I think, and I'm not even going to make it gender specific. It's attractive to see how people handle attention. It says a lot about them, about how they receive attention and deal with it.
Yeah, but
and what they're attracted
to
about attention.
What are they putting out there
to get the
attention?
Yeah. So I'm saying it's not so much the social media as much as it is the either attention seeking, validation seeking, just an emptiness of like, all right, are you doing this for so strangers will tell you you're attractive? Like, what exactly is it? Oh, do you just like yourself? That's where I think men get to that point. But women all have the fucking Joker card every single time. I do it for me, I don't do it for you. And we can never argue that, even though we know it's bullshit.
I'm scared of the women that respond to every comment.
Oh, as you should be. You
that's
have too much time.
Well, according to our social media manager, he says it does help with engagement and that we should be
And it also stops you from getting engaged as well. It can also end your engagement.
Shut up.
My bad.
Shut up.
I didn't even mean to go there, bro. I know that's a trigger. My bad, bro. I promise.
Bring out the chimes.
Yeah, I promise. I didn't mean to go there. Put your blindfold on.
Bring out the chimes.
Put your blindfold on.
Guru, beautiful.
Checked out.
Put your blindfold on, man. My bad.
I got into an argument with the guy over that because I was telling him he was turned off that I had a bunch of men commenting underneath a photo of mine, and I'm like,
that.
I am fully
that's not what bothers
I'm,
me
but I'm fully dressed in the photo, and it's not my fault that I have all of these followers. I didn't do anything for these followers.
I literally do not give a fuck about Instagram.
That's not, All right. I don't want to harp on the social thing. For me, the biggest thing is a strong family. I came from a really healthy, loving family. And not to say
that in our faces.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, not to say that good people don't come from, you know, broken homes or different situations, but
I know. You're coming across that way.
Yeah.
There are some things though. There are some, there are some characters and some traits where you can be like, okay, she never had a, she didn't have a father in her life. Or she didn't have a good relationship with her mother. Like,
yeah.
You can tell.
But say she does. And again, similarly to how I grew up, like I can kind of imply what comes with that. And those are a lot of things that I like in someone. Someone that
that's fair.
Has a, my parents are still together.
So right now she's like the number one draft pick.
Are you, are you divorce shaming?
I'm not divorce shaming.
Sounds like it.
Divorcee kid shaming.
You know you're not allowed to have a preference, by the way. Right now you're being very problematic because you
you're
want
to, not allowed
because
to have a preference.
You cannot, whoa, you cannot choose a partner that you think will fit you best.
Oh, you think I didn't know that?
Oh, no, the internet told you that.
Yeah, I'm very aware. Yeah.
So said, stop trying to find
I
someone
said
compatible
no to
drugs
with you. And they tried to cancel me.
Maul.
I said no. I just said no to drugs. I promise you, it's crazy out here.
Simba just had one of my favorite freestyles of the year and said, I'm trying to stay away from the monkeypox. And everyone went bars. I was like, what the fuck? I just got canceled for this.
I don't know.
Why is Simba?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I can help you with that.
What a responsible person Simba's being. Meanwhile, I'm ensuing violence against the gay community.
I'm telling you, bro, it's crazy. This shit is wild. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know anymore. I don't know.
Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging with us while we discuss.
Why are you talking?
More Tate. More Tate. The internet needs it. They took Tate off. He's here to fill the void.
The stove is cold. Get over there, lady.
I'll smell dinner.
Why isn't that womb working?
The steak is still frozen. God damn it. Work your womb. God damn it. After you work the room, work your womb.
Why aren't you sewing clothing?
Go make my shoes.
Y'all want to make the merch?
Make my shoes. You got to make my shoes from scratch. Imagine growing up in those times and hearing your dad tell your mom, go make my shoes. You can't blame some of these men for being the way they are. You got to look at how they was raised. We want to thank y'all for joining us for this episode. We are currently still traveling. We're flying right now. If you're hearing this,
chicken again.
What do you mean the apples aren't? Yeah. So we're traveling right now, and we'll be back. God. To kick it with you guys soon. Do remember.
Why aren't you blowing me right now?
Yeah. Do remember that tickets are on sale if you would
this
like
is
to
exactly
come see
how
us.
Andrew Tate was taken off the internet.
Oh my God. At newroryinmall.com, tickets are now available. Charlotte, we're in DC September 23rd at the Howard Theater. We are in Charlotte October 2nd at the Underground.
Yes.
Rory will bring his eye mask on his sound journey.
No, that eye mask is coming to
get your tickets and we'll have a sound journey together. God damn it. That's what we'll do. We'll have a sound journey.
Can I speak?
Stove is still cold. I don't think so.
I mean, if it's only if it's in regards to the children.
Only if you're pregnant.
Oh, I hope it's not in regards to voting.
No, you can't vote. This is crazy. Oh, man, Damaris, you see how good you got it? See, you got a soft life already. You don't even know it.
I want to start the episode with this. Can we move this to the top?
Yeah, like, you got a soft life. Yeah, that's the thing about y'all women now. Y'all don't even understand how soft your life is in 2022. Talk to the women in 1960.
What do you
want to
do? Live within your femininity or whatever it is?
Yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Living your femininity. Yeah. Femininity.
Washer dryer.
We're going to get into that conversation on Patreon. So
yes, we're joking, everyone.
Do subscribe to our Patreon. More Rory and Maul. www.newroryandmaul.com.
No.
Oh, that's the tickets, right?
Yes.
Look, I'm in fucking autopilot. I've been selling tickets. I've been selling fucking merch and selling
Patreon
ads for the last fucking.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh my fucking God. If you guys want to subscribe to our Patreon, please go to patreon.com and you can search
Here comes the bra burner.
Yeah.
The goddamn Bible thumpers are here. Yo, I want to just do a show where we just yell out the most craziest shit that men used to tell their wives. Like, just think about what they were saying in the 40s, bro.
That's why you didn't see any women at the Last Supper. They was in the kitchen. Yo,
I'm done.
Mary wasn't a virgin. Yo, she was cooking.
I'm done. There's literally a shirt named after beating women. That's how like violent that era was.
And we still call
them.
You could walk into Target now and ask what aisle are the wife beaters, and they'll tell you.
You can get them in a 3-pack.
Getting wife beaters in a 3-pack is crazy.
I like the 5. More bang for my buck.
All right, Rory. All right. Can we end this fucking episode? I want it done.
I don't believe in beating women.
Holy shit. This is crazy. We're totally joking. We don't believe in beating women. We just think it's absolutely hilarious that was actually an error.
Yes, that's insane.
And it's just like, what the fuck was the world going through at that time? But we're on tour. If that helps anything.
Do you think any men from that generation screamed those things and went, that was a little harsh? maybe I should pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, they definitely went to the bathroom like, oh, that was a little rough.
Yeah, I'm going a little overboard on that one. Just a tad. The chicken wasn't that bad.
Yeah, like, you've got to have a heart.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you got to have a heart. It's like, come on, bro. Why are you talking to your wife like that?
It's insane.
So, yeah, this was another episode of New Rory and Maul. We appreciate y'all. We'll talk to y'all soon. Enjoy your week. We'll speak. Be safe. Love, peace, happiness to all. Yeah, and be safe, man, because it's crazy out here right now. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
New Rory and Maul.
So, I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.